Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Okay, in this video, we're going and trying a new format. I believe I'm on the right camera. If I'm not on the right camera, please let me know in the comments. Please let me know. Let me finish going live so I can finish and really see if I'm able to put together this. It's a new way, so I'm gonna need y'all help to help me with this, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm really excited on how this teaching format I'm going to start doing, and this format is going to be so great, so phenomenal, because it's going to be so interactive, and I just have to figure out how to do it first, if that makes sense. So let me see, if y'all are already joining in, let me know. What are y'all seeing on your screen? What is on your screen? Let me see. Oh, you can't necessarily see that right quick. Let me see. Okay. Let me know in the comments if y'all having a hard time seeing me and viewing what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. Today, we are talking about your message and why your message matters. And today I'm doing a new process, not a new process, but I'm doing a new, let me see what this look like. One, I don't know if I'm on camera. Can y'all let me know if y'all tuning in? Can y'all let me know what y'all see on the screen right now? Please let me know. Is it just me y'all seeing, or are y'all able to see like a notebook with lines on it? Let me see. Let me know in the comments what y'all seeing. Comment session. Let me see if I can share my screen. What do y'all see now? Are y'all seeing what I'm seeing, or are y'all seeing something differently? Let me see. Maybe y'all can see this. I'm not for sure who's tapping in just yet. Nonetheless, let me go to the screen. Okay, there we go. Your message matters. Let me see. I'm about to go ahead and get to talking. All right, there we go. Let me know in the comments what y'all seeing, if y'all having a hard time following what I'm speaking about. So right now, at this moment, we are talking about your message and why your message matters. Recently, I've been learning more about business, learning more about marketing, learning more about the importance of clarity. When your message is clear, I'm going to write it on right here. Come on. Where is it at? As I can see, it's a new format that I'm trying. Connect. Confirm. Okay. When you have clarity, you have your message. What was I about to say? I can't necessarily see what's going on. Okay, here we go. Put this back in the middle. When you have clarity, you have a way to connect with others, way to really emphasize the message that you're delivering to the world. When you're in business, you have to be clear. When you're in business, you have to be clear on who you're serving, And the reason is because you have to understand who you are helping and how you are serving them. Because if you're able to serve your customer, if you're able to communicate to your customer, if you're able to really help your customer, they will understand the problem that they have. Your solution would help them because you're able to help them with the problem that they are facing. So real quick, let me know in the comments if y'all are tuning in for the first time. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to an episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And for those of you that's listening to the podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you would like the visuals of what I'm going to be drawing and displaying, please go to my YouTube or my social media at Terrell Humphrey. Nonetheless, we're about to get started with today. Your message, I'm going to make sure I'm on the board. Your message equals value. But see, the thing with value, let me share my screen right quick. My bad, y'all can't even see what I'm writing down. There we go. Your message has value because you're solving a problem. In life, problems have to be solved. In business, let me come back to the camera. In business, problems have to be the focus, because if you're not focused on the problem, how you can help other people, you have to understand that you have to help someone first if you're going to get into business. My biggest challenge was really understanding how I can help others, how I can not only help them, but help them get in a better position. And over time, it was so challenging for me because my message wasn't clear. The value that I was bringing wasn't clear, and the problem that I was solving was not clear. The reason why that's so important, because when you have a message that focuses on the problem, you can speak to the pain that people are struggling with. Business is speaking to the pain that people are struggling with. Let me come back to the screen so I can see it, so I can share what I'm saying. Solving a problem. See, I'm this stick figure right here. And in this stick figure, I have a problem that I'm thinking about, that I'm feeling, that I often dream about, think about. I can't stop, get the feeling out of it. And the reason why that's so important is because when you identify what problem your customer is facing, this is your customer right here. Put it right underneath them and put customer. This is your customer. When you identify the customer's problem, you're able to have a solution that can help them for themselves. And when you have problem equals solution, you have a happy customer. Yay. I'm going to put yay. Yay. Why is that important? Because in order to get your customer happy, you have to speak to their problem. Kind of like you have a microphone. In the microphone, you're talking to it. You're speaking to it. And you have an audience that's listening to you. You have an audience that's engaging with you. You have an audience that has a problem that you are solving. My biggest downfall, come back to the camera. Let me know in the comments if y'all following what I'm putting down. Let me know in the comments. Let me see. Okay, I think that was it. There we go. Let me know in the comments if y'all follow when I'm putting it down, because life has to show you that you are able to learn more about your problem, learn more about your customer. The biggest downfall is recognizing how your message helped this customer. Over time, over the last half decade, I've been learning more about business. I've been understanding business. Correction. Over the last year and a half, because I started learning about business since 2024,
And during that time, it was really confusing to me because I didn't fully understand how podcasting can be a business, or how podcasting can actually solve a problem, or how podcasting is the industry that I would like to focus on. It was confusing to me because I didn't recognize that it can be a business. When you start to really put yourself out there in different environments, different classrooms, different cohorts, and so on and so forth, you start to gain information that you didn't have when you first started. When I first started a half a decade ago, I was trying to figure out everything that I wanted to do and everything that I wanted to do. I had no idea what I was doing, but I started. I started with a plan. I started with some type of vision, and I started. You see, let me come back to the camera. Let me come back to my whiteboard. You see, starting helps you learn. I'm going to put equals. I wrote that wrong. I'm going to make sure I'm writing it right. I'm gonna rewrite that. Starting helps you learn. Helps you learn. Learn. Helps you learn. Let me make sure I got this. For those of you that's listening to the podcast, I'm writing on the whiteboard on a piece of paper on what I'm showing and describing right now. Because when you're starting, you have to be okay with learning. You don't know everything. When I started half a decade ago, let me come back to the camera. When I started half a decade ago, I had no idea what I was doing. When I had an idea, I started with the idea, and I started with the dream, and I started to figure out what I wanted to do. And over time, as I was doing what I had a thought for, it became challenging and overwhelming because I thought I wasn't doing it right. I thought I wasn't really perfecting my craft. My craft wasn't really the focus. In reality, my craft was becoming the focus because I was getting a lot better at podcasting. I was getting a lot better at communicating. I was getting a lot better at connecting with others. When you connect with others, you make a difference. Before you make a difference, let me go back to my board. Before you make a difference, you have to be okay with starting. ING, you have to be okay with starting. Why? Because you don't know everything. You're not familiar with everything. You barely even saw what you are getting yourself into. If I would have known that learning about business would have been a lot more difficult than it was, I think I still would have done it. I think I still would have pursued it. I think I still would have had some idea to learn more about it. You see, just because you have an ideal about life, you have an ideal about growth, you have an idea that you like to focus on, doesn't mean that you can't focus on it. What it means is you have to find the right focus. You see, let me come back to the board. Let me come back to the right whiteboard. Let me know in the comments if y'all able to see what I'm putting on paper, if I need to make myself smaller, so that way y'all can see everything that I'm describing. As a matter of fact, let's do that. Let's make me smaller. Let's make me smaller. Let me come back to the screen. Let's make me smaller and make this, okay. I gotta figure out how to do that. I digress. Can y'all see this? Let me know in the chat if y'all can see it. Well, what are y'all seeing on the screen? Are y'all seeing just me? Are y'all seeing the white paper? Are y'all seeing what I'm drawing on the board? Let me know if y'all can see that so that way I can make sure I'm doing this right. Let me know. You see, y'all can see that. Wait, how y'all seeing that? Anywho, I digress. So, what's the last thing I said? Be okay with starting. When you start, let me come back to my board. When you are starting, let's say you're at a you're racing, you're about to race. And can you see this? Okay, you about to race. And you are right here, and you are about to start. Start race. In order to get to the end, finish line, in order
order to get to the finish line, right here, you have to go through the process. This right here, in this middle, in the middle of the track, is called the process. I'm gonna rewrite that one. Hold on, I gotta erase it somewhere. Hold on, I gotta erase it somewhere. Let me erase that. Yeah, we official. All right, so right here, it's called process. Right here is called process. In order to get to the finish line, you have to go through the process. You have to go through your journey. You have to go through the lessons. You cannot skip the start of the race and end at the finish line, because you have to go through the trials, the errors, the mental fortitude that you have to build. You have to build the discipline to know that you can get through the race, that you can get through the track, that you can get through the obstacles. Life is a bunch of obstacles, and right beside the process, you have obstacles that you will have to face. A-C-L-E-S, you face. You have obstacles that you will have to face. In other words, you have life that will happen to you. You have life that's going to happen to you. You have unforeseen circumstances. Unforeseen circumstances. You have moments that you don't even expect to happen. Unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, and you have doubt that will creep in. I don't know if y'all tapping in, but let me know if y'all tapping in. And if y'all can see what I'm putting down on this notebook, on this paper, because one thing that stops a lot of people is not being able to visually see what the person is speaking about. You have to visually see your starting point. You have to visually see your process. Everyone's process and journey is completely different than the next person. And as you are going through your own journey, your own process, going through your own journey and process, you're going to learn, you're going to develop, and you're going to evolve. But to evolve, you have to be okay with growth. To evolve, you have to be okay with learning. To evolve, you have to be okay with learning more about the process that you are going through. Because the process itself is so overwhelming. How do you know that the process is going to be here to help you prepare? How do you know that as you're preparing for your future, as you're preparing for your life, as you're preparing for you to have the business that you would like to have, what do you need to prepare for? What do you need to focus on? What do you need to start at? You have to find something that you can start at so eventually you can be good at it. You see, to be good at it, you have to be okay with doing the same thing over and over and over again. You see, just like I wanted to play football in high school, it was completely different from playing high school football to middle school football, because the disciplines was different, the training was different, and the education was a lot different. If I wanted to be a good football player, I had to learn how to be a good football player. And so when I got to high school, I was learning how to be a good football player. And over time, as years passed, as months passed, as days passed, I became a great football player because I focused on the skill every single day. You have to be willing to focus on your skill every single day, because when you have focus, you have determination. When you have determination, you have will. When you have will, you have a way to connect with others. Connecting with others is understanding that your determination helps you solve problems. Helps you solve problems. Why is this important? Because you have to be determined on a problem that you would like to solve. You can't solve every problem. In fact, I learned this in Action Zone. Shout out to Action Zone. Shout out to Action Zone. It's a veteran nonprofit program that helps entrepreneurs learn more about business. And in this program, they explain that you cannot help everybody. You cannot help everyone. You cannot help anyone that comes to mind. Because if you're trying to help everyone, you're helping no one. In other words, since we already on a board, since we already on the screen, everyone equals no one. Everyone equals no one. What does that mean? You can't help everybody, but you can help somebody. Somebody needs help. But when I start to really understand the language behind it, because during that time, I was like, okay, I'm doing social media a lot. Let me come back to the camera. I'm doing social media a lot. I'm posting a lot. I'm being consistent. I'm showing up daily. I'm showing up consistent. And I'm thinking, once I start learning about business, that posting online and posting yourself and posting what you're doing is so important. I'm like, everyone needs this. Everyone needs to be marketing themselves. I didn't know it was called marketing at the time. It was called posting and using social media. Everyone needs to be on these platforms. Everyone needs to be there. And in the program with Action Zone, they explained that if you're trying to help everyone, who are you really helping? And I was confused. I'm like, what you mean? Like, everyone can't be helped? I was confused. I was confused because everyone, in my mind, everyone needed or need to be on social media. And see, the thing about that is everyone, hello. Everyone is not specific. Everyone is not specific. And I say that because everyone can't be on social media. Everyone isn't on social media. Everyone don't even understand social media. Social media is more so of a... You have your phone. I have an iPhone, so I got three cameras. You have your tripod. And you have me. This me right here. This me right here. You have me right here. And me right here is good with social media. I'm going to put good. Good with social media. And the challenge is that everyone doesn't, let me come back to the camera. Everyone can't use your service. Everyone can't use your product. Everyone is not going to align with your business because your business doesn't focus on everyone. Yes, in my mind, I thought everyone needed to be on social media. Nonetheless, they proceeded to explain that your customers have to be willing, able, and have the money to buy your products and your service. And over time, it was so confusing to me. I'm like, what do you mean? if you have a business, here's the caveat, here's the side note. If you have a business, oh, hold on. I just said everyone. I was focused on everyone. Why can't everyone be on social media? Because everyone don't have a business. Everyone's not in business. Everyone is not even thinking about business. So when I really start to understand what they were actually saying, I start to go towards business owners. And just because I went towards business owners doesn't mean that all business owners need to be on social media. No. What it means is, who can I serve and increase the amount of times I'm able to help them? Not just them, but people are like them. And when I understood why you can't help everyone, because there's so many different categories. I'm gonna name a few that come to mind. Let me turn the page. I'm going to name a few that come to mind. You have doctors. You have teachers. You have zoo employees. Zoo employees. You have Home Depot associates. You have landscapers. You have so many different people why everyone can't be included into that. Reason being because social media, let me come back to the camera. Reason being is because social media is there to bring awareness. Social media is there to connect with others. Social media is really there to position you differently. Excuse me, for the ones that's trying to be different, positioned differently, they have to understand the importance behind marketing. To understand what marketing even is, you have to be in business. If you're in business and you don't fully understand what marketing is, there's a lot of learning materials, a lot of learning that one has to go through to understand that social media isn't just about posting your life. Social media isn't just about posting. Social media isn't just about having fun. Social media is a business. I said, hold on. How in the world is posting pictures, posting videos, posting yourself a business? And I proceeded to go down this rabbit hole. I proceeded to go down. I'm gonna draw this right quick. And this is called the rabbit hole. Rabbit thoughts. That spelling wasn't gonna look right. I ain't gonna lie. I went down this rabbit of thoughts, and over time I was trying to figure out what the thoughts consisted of. You had social media. You had marketing. You had clarity. You had messaging. You have everything else. Everything else. Why is it important? Because many times in life, you don't have the mind, let me come back to the camera. You don't have the space to think about everything that you need to develop and go through for you to really understand what you are growing through. Growing through the process is helping you understand that the process have to be learned, have to be studied, have to be evaluated, have to be understood. There's so many layers that you have to peel back, kind of like an onion. You peel it back an onion. You have so many layers that has to be peeled off. At some point, you're going to get to the middle. At some point, you're going to get to the seed. At some point, the layers of the onions, this is the onion, my bad. This is an onion. That is an onion. At some point, the onion will go from a circle, will go from a solid to little small little pieces. But before it get to small little pieces, it have to be approached as a whole. Onions, it's kind of like business. You have to approach the onion. You have to cut it open. And once you cut it open, you have to take the layers off. When you take the layers off, you have to take the little protection of the onion off the onion so you can actually have the onion. Where am I getting it? For your message to be clear, you have to understand who you are helping. You can't help everybody if you're not helping yourself. You can't help everybody if you don't know who you're helping. You can't help everybody if your message isn't clear. Getting your message clear will help you not only peel the layers of the onions back, but it will help you speak to the problem. There's a book that says, focus on the problem, and not the solution. When you focus on the problem, when you have the onion, before you even cut it, you identify if this is a good onion. Every onion isn't made the same, and the onion that you picked up might be the worst onion that you ever discovered. In reality, you can just pick up another one. In reality, you can put down the bad onion and get a new onion to replace the feeling of getting a bad onion. In other words, what happens many times in life is that we are so creative. Hold on, let me come back to the drawing board. We are so creative. This is me right here. I'm gonna put me right here. I got so many thoughts. I'm creative. I know y'all can tell by my artistic work. I'm creative. I have a lot of ideas. Lot of ideas. I can multitask. I can focus on many things all at once. And I'm just a jack of all trades. There's a good saying to say jack of all trades. In reality, to be honest, to really emphasize the point behind message and gaining a clear point on how you can serve others for the problem that you're willing to solve or willing to focus on, you have to be okay with cutting off the distractions so your message can be more clear. And in this example that I'm drawing, this example that I'm emphasizing, it's so important to know that it's emphasizing your unclarity, your uncertainty, your unfocus. I cannot be creative of a lot of ideas. I cannot multitask. I cannot focus on many things. I cannot be a jack of all trades, because many people that's trying to focus on five different things all at once does nothing, because they can't necessarily focus on the one to grow, to improve, and to develop over time. When you start to focus, I'm gonna draw me again. Over time, when I started to focus on podcasting, let me make sure y'all can see. Yup, there we go. When I started to focus on podcasting, I started to peel the layer of the onion back for the industry of podcasting rather than the industry of social media. The difference between the two, let me come back to the camera. The difference between the two focus is that I'm focused on one onion rather than having 10 different onions trying to focus on. And here's an example of what it looks like to be focused. Rather than having 10 onions, one, let's stand right there, two, three, four, five. I don't know why I said 10. 10 is a lot of onions. Jesus Christ. So rather than me having 10 onions, this is what my focus is on. I'm on 10 different things. I'm focusing on 10 different things. 10 onions, focus is separated. Focus is separated, and when I started to eliminate some onions, some skills, some talents, some different trades that I wanted to learn, some different industries that I wanted to be on, some different platforms that I wanted to study, some different businesses that I wanted to be involved in, some different skills that I wanted to develop, so many creators has been eliminated. This right here is eliminated. /removed/let go of/not doing it.
My message was focus on this onion. On this one onion, my focus is there. On this one onion, my focus is there. The reason why my message has / getting more focus is because I'm only focused on one. I'm only focused on one thing, and you can only be good at one thing at a certain period of time until you go to the next thing and start all the way over to the bottom. Drake say starting from the bottom, now we here. Drake focused on one thing and he left the bottom and he got to the top. But for him to get to the top, he had to start at the bottom. We all start at the bottom in some way, in some form, in some shape. But in order for you to go through the layers and peel the layers of the onions back, you have to be okay with focus. You have to be okay with having your energy all on one particular thing, one particular skill, because you're getting better, you're improving, you're learning. You can only learn if you're focused on one skill, if you're focused on one industry, if you're focused. You have to be focused for your message to be clear. You have to be focused for your message to be clear. And when your message become clear, you start to help the problem that you are focusing on. You see, my message changes a lot. Mainly because I'm getting clear about who I would like to serve, how I want to go about serving them, how I can help them, how I can really help them overcome their problems and their issues and the things that they're facing. So my message changes a lot, but it's around the same message. Meaning, right quick, let me write the example of my message today before I change it, because I'm in the process of changing it and evolving it. So I help. This is my message. This is my message. This is me. This is how I help others. I help entrepreneurs. I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast by helping them build confidence, by helping build confidence, gain clarity, and launch their podcast. So this is my message right now. I'm changing it here today because I learned something new, you know what I mean? Got more focus. Nonetheless, this is my message. And this is good because it identifies a group of people, entrepreneurs, how I help them through podcasting and by getting confident on camera, gaining clarity on their message, and helping them launch their podcast. So this right here, my message, I recently just understood and learned more about this yesterday and the day before yesterday. My message is still everyone. My message right here is it's still not focused. It's all over the place. I'm gonna put that. My message is still all over the place. Reason being, there we go. Put an asterisk right there. A little star. For those of you that's listening in, let me know where y'all chiming in from. Let me know if y'all can see the videos. Let me know if y'all can see the writing. Let me know if you like the drawing on the screen. Let me know. And so as I continue to go back to my example, okay, so my message is still all over the place. Because there's there are a lot of entrepreneurs. You have entrepreneurs in the, what is it called? You have entrepreneurs in the real estate space, in the landscaping space, in the buildings or corporate America. So you have different levels of entrepreneurs. And just because I say entrepreneurs, it seems like I'm talking about every entrepreneur that has a business or that need marketing and want to launch their podcast. In reality, it's not, I'm doing better on this. In reality, it's not every entrepreneur, because every entrepreneur don't fall underneath the umbrella of the customers I'm looking to serve, of the customers I'm looking to help. And so the reason why this message is so important, because it's not just, I'm not just teaching what I'm not doing, I'm teaching what I'm doing, because as I'm doing what I'm teaching, I'm doing it in real time. There's value in information. With the person, let me come back to the screen. I'm about to go crazy. There's value in the person, correction, there's value in the information when the person that's giving the knowledge has experienced what the person is teaching. Many times in life, learning from the right source will help you get to the next level. I like to learn from people who has done what I would like to do. Because, excuse me. Excuse me. So I like to learn about people who has done what I'm looking to do. And so even though my target customers, entrepreneurs, is my ideal customer. My message can still be better. My message can still be more clear. My message can still be more focused. So I have to narrow down who I would like to serve, because I can't serve everyone. I can't serve everybody. I recently saw this terminology. It's called, kind of like entrepreneurs, but it's business owners who has a restaurant. So it's called restaurateur or something like that. However you spell it. And I'm like, dang, a restaurateur? And I thought entrepreneurs was my ideal customer. See, that's the trouble that I was facing, is that even though I'm focusing on helping entrepreneurs, what type of entrepreneur am I helping? What type of entrepreneur can I serve? What type of entrepreneur can I solve their problem? Well, since I started, like this, every entrepreneur, it's not my ideal customer. Customer. Why? Because the problem is different. The problem is too big. The problem is too spread out. The problem is not focused on one particular thing or one particular skill or one particular industry. Entrepreneurs is a broad statement, because there's so many different kinds of entrepreneurs there. So you kind of have an umbrella. In this umbrella, in this umbrella, you have so many different entrepreneurs. This right here is called Entrepreneur Umbrella. P-R-E-N-E-U-R. Umbrella. And you have so many different businesses underneath this. How do you know which one you want to focus on if you're trying to focus on everybody? Your message is too clear. My message was too broad, because I'm trying to reach so many different people. I'm reaching no one. And it goes back to the lesson that I've learned a year and a half ago at Action Zone, is that if you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. And I'm like, God, dog, I gotta just figure it out. Who I wanted to help. But just because you want to help somebody is not everybody. Somebody is not everybody. Okay. Put a star right there. Somebody is not everybody. Somebody is a customer. Is a customer. Is a problem. Is a pain point. What does that mean? I'm going to use a different example. This example is going to be good. So you got people. So I'm going to put football right here. Football. I'm going to put a basketball right here. Then I'm going to put a baseball right here. Every last one of these customers are completely different than the next. The game is different. The language is different. The players are different. I remember I played football, and all the football players that was there kind of built, they kind of stocky, they kind of got some muscle on them. And all the basketball players was tall and skinny. All the baseball players was average height and average looking. So it wasn't in between. There was no in between. So every sport has a language. Every business has a language. Every industry has a language. And me understanding that I can't focus on basketball and try to focus on football, which I never focus on basketball, for the example, if I want to be a good football player, I have to study football. If I wanted to be a good basketball player, I would have to study basketball. If I want to be a good baseball player, I have to study baseball. You study the game, and the game is going to help you become better because you're learning the game. You have to study your industry. You have to study your business. Entrepreneurs is a broad statement. If I'm trying to serve three different audiences, three different customer bases, three different customers, and I'm not speaking their language, I can't help them. I can't help them because I'm not talking their language. I'm not talking and understanding them. I understand football names. I understand field goals. I understand touchdowns. I understand interceptions. I understand fumble. Whereas with basketball, you have turnovers. You have steals. You have turnover, whatever it's called. I don't know all the language. Nonetheless, my focus was football. My focus was one thing. And with entrepreneurs, I was all over the place. I was all over the place. All over. Because I wasn't clear. All over equals not clear. And now, since I kind of understand more about, you know, the business I want to have, who I want to help, the problem that they have, my focus of the problem that I've been focusing on the last half a decade,
it positioned me differently because now I understand who I'm helping. So this is the updated message. And I'm doing it live now because I literally just thought about it this morning. Today's date is May 9th, 2025. And I thought about it this morning. I literally was like, I figured it out. And over time, as I'm figuring it out, I start to understand the importance of your message. So let me come back to the board. And today's message is I help podcasters stay consistent. Side note, this is my first time writing this, so I'm saying it to myself as well. Y'all even seen it? Okay, there we go. Stay consistent. Have more customers. Hold on. And here's the last one. Here's how I help them. And make more money. Why is this important? I'll come back to the camera right quick. Your message brings value because it speaks to a problem what your ideal customer is facing. You know how long it took me to get clear? A year and a half. A year and a half. But I promise you this, I was not stopping because I learned more of the basics of business. I got more intrigued, more inspired, more encouraged to learn more about business. Notice I said podcasters. Let me come back. Notice I said podcasters, not entrepreneurs. And I can actually get more clear with that because I'm getting narrow. I can get more narrow because there's a lot of podcasters. So I'm doing this in real time to show like the behind the scenes. And I'm going to write it again. I help establish business owners who make over $1 million. I help establish business owners who make over $1 million who are podcasters help them stay consistent. Have more customers. And make, what does it happen? And make more money. Now this right here, oh my goodness. Let me come back to the screen right quick. Why did I just break it down a little bit further? Because yes, entrepreneurs is very, very broad. It has a lot of people underneath the category of entrepreneurs. Then I broke it down to podcasters. Just like entrepreneurs, just like there's a lot of entrepreneurs, there's a lot of podcasters. There's over 5 million different podcasts out there. So just because I say entrepreneurs and then I break it down to podcasters, I have to continue to get clear. I have to continue to refine, restructure my message. You literally just saw me do it live here. I had to restructure my message because I still was too vague. I can't help every podcast. I can't help over 5 million different podcasters. Nonetheless, I can help a small portion of podcasters. They want their time back. They want to stay consistent. They want to have more customers. You have more customers based off the system that you're delivering for your customer.
That was good. Oh my goodness, that one just came out. That one just flowed. And the reason why that's so important, because you have to have focus. Your message is going to speak to someone. Your message can't speak to everyone, because if it's speaking to everyone, you're helping no one. If you're helping no one, your message is too vague. The reason why I say this is because your message has to be clear. I'm going to share my screen again, because the importance behind it. DJ, what it do, man? Hey, let me know in the comments if you can see the screen and the paper that I'm writing on. The reason why that's so important, because, oh, can you even see what I'm seeing there? Oh, dang. This whole time, you didn't see this? Hold on. That's crazy. Let me see if you can see it now. Dang, you still can't see it? Come on, man. Let me see if I can. Dang. Battery, man. Okay, battery, good. Come on, man. Y'all can't see this? Oh, man. I gotta figure that out. Dang. I'm on a whole nother page going in. I can't even see it. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I was going in. Did y'all hear that? I was going in. I got to figure out. I don't know why it's stuck on one page. It's not supposed to be stuck on one page. It's supposed to be on the next page. And then when I try to flip it, hold on. Let me see if I can flip it. Can y'all see the screen? What screen are y'all seeing? Let me know in the comments. What screen are y'all looking at? I was going in. Damn it. What screen is on camera? Entire screen. No, not that one. Current application. Come on, man. It was going good until it went bad. That's okay. Nonetheless, I'm gonna come back to the camera, okay? I didn't recognize y'all can only see one. Yeah. Oh my God. Y'all can see this one. Hold on. Y'all can see this one. Dang, it ain't gonna zoom in. Man, come on. Y'all can see this one. But what I wanted to show you was this one. And for those of you that's listening to it, I'm showing like what I was writing, and unfortunately, it didn't pick up, and I'm not sure why it didn't pick up. I can't make it out. Okay, yeah, it's on the other page then. It's on the other page. But that's the umbrella. Rigo, that's the umbrella right there. That page is the umbrella. I digress. So, since it's not showing on the screen, I'm just going to come back to the camera and finish it up like that. I think I'm back on the camera. Hold on. Nope, it didn't do it. I thought I figured it out. Nope, I didn't figure it out that time. I digress. My message changed from, it was, the first message that I wrote was, I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast by helping them build confidence, gain clarity, and launch their podcast. And then what I was explaining is that it's too vague. It's too broad. I can't help every entrepreneur because there's so many different entrepreneurs. And then my second, the second way I wrote it down was, I help podcasters stay consistent, have more customers, and make more money. Even that statement is still too broad and too vague and too big of an audience to approach, because there's over 5 million different podcasters. So I can't necessarily serve the 5 million podcasters right now. So I rewrote it again, restructured it again. And for now, this is the final one. For now, this is what I'm feeling. And it says, I help establish business owners who make over $1 million, who are podcasters,
Help them stay consistent, have more customers, and make more money. So I feel like my last statement was very clear because it calls out a specific person. It calls out a specific group of people rather than a whole community of people. Reason being is because if I can really understand the problem that my ideal audience is going through, I can craft a message that I will speak directly to them. It could be 100 people in there. I wanted to draw on this so bad. I was about to draw on it. But I can't because I don't know how to fix it yet. So this is real time. This is real time. You know what I mean? You got good days and bad days and so on and so forth. I digress. Nonetheless, the whole purpose of this video, the whole purpose of this podcast, the whole purpose of this conversation was to go over the importance of your message. Your message can't help everybody because everybody can't be helped from your message. Now, if you're solving 10 different problems, you have 10 different businesses, every problem has a different pain. Every pain has a different solution. I can't go to someone who's struggling to sing and ask them if they're struggling with podcasting. That's completely different. That's a different skill set. That's a different level of understanding. That's a different level of practicing. There's a different level of training your voice. It can be in the same area, but just because it's in the same area doesn't mean I can't help everybody. What it does mean is that when my message become more clear and I become more focused, I have to eliminate the distractions, because now I'm serving people that I can't fully help. I can't help nobody sing. I can't help nobody dance. But I can help somebody with their podcast if they want to get consistent. There's a process that you have to go through to refine and retune and restructure your message. And here's the thing. Your message is going to help someone, because if someone has a group of the same person, because the problem is the same. The problem is the same. When you focus on the problem and not the solution. This is a book, Focus on the Problem, Not the Solution. I forgot the author. Nonetheless, the title itself just speaks for itself. Focus on the problem, not the solution. The solution will come from the problem that you are focusing on, because you're only focused on one problem. If you focus on one problem, I guarantee you find a solution. Now, I'm speaking from my experience. Focusing on one problem, which is podcasting. Okay, what does established business owners have issues with? Okay, now I'm asking different questions. I'm hearing different conversations. They don't have as much time to edit their podcast, to post their podcast, to be more consistent, so that way they can build their loyalty base, they can build their customer base, they can build everything, or they can also make more money from that. But how do you use something if you never studied it? So now that I'm getting more clear, the message is getting more focused. You have to focus your message. Yes, I get it. We're so talented. We're so creative. We have so many different ideas. We are a jack of all trades because we can't focus on one particular thing. Until you focus on one thing, that will be the day that you really help and solve someone's problem. I wish I can go back over the notes and do a recap right quick, but I can't because I don't know how to do that. Nonetheless, this has been great. This is a new format that I'm trying. Let me know in the comments how you like this format, how you like this structure, how you like this teaching method, because I'm really liking it. I have my notebook right here. Y'all can see what I'm drawing. Y'all can see what I'm drawing on a piece of paper. And then over time, it just become more... It will come more natural because I'll be able to fix the issues when it comes in. However, if you haven't yet, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and leave in the comments your biggest takeaway on why making your message is so clear, is so focused. Why do you think that's important? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. I love to engage with it. By the way, if you haven't yet, click this video right here to watch more videos on how to become your own somebody-ness.